Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoff, and today, once again, I have the pleasure of speaking with Clay Richardson, a senior analyst at Forrester Research. Clay will be a keynote speaker at Forrester's upcoming Embracing Digital Disruption, a forum for business architecture and business process professionals. That's going to take place this October 18th and 19th in Orlando. So first of all, Clay, thanks so much for joining me once again on a podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, what would you say is the biggest impact mobile will have on BPM?
Well, it's what mobile is doing to BPM right now is really changing the way we think about process. And so what we've seen over the last couple of years is more companies putting apps in front of processes. So get a nice app, let's try to put it in front of our process. But now going forward, we're seeing organizations begin to rethink how processes need to operate in a mobile world, which is a very different paradigm. And so we're seeing more companies look to optimize processes for tasks as opposed to optimizing the full stream of processes. And if you take a second to think about it, we at Forrester, we did a survey, did a study that found that 126 tablets will be in use with U.S. consumers by 2016. And combined with that, by 2015, the mobile app market will grow to $55.7 billion, almost $56 billion. And we really see process being either a positive, being able to help consumers take full advantage of their mobile devices and apps, or it becomes a drag in this new mobile world that we're moving into. And so the optimization of processes to live in a mobile world, or as we say, a digital world, is going to have a huge impact on process professionals and enterprise architects going forward.
Indeed. Now, that leads very well to my next question, which is, so then how do you say companies and their processes can best take advantage of mobile?
Yeah, it's interesting. You can't have a conversation about mobile and process without talking about experience, the customer experience. Really, mobile and customer experience go hand in hand, but they become even more intertwined when we start talking about process. And so it's really interesting. Some of the customers we work with that I've worked with over the last year or so around mobile plus process, we talk to them about, before we even get into mobile, we talk to them about their customer experience and really understanding what sort of customer experience are you trying to deliver, and then what processes need to change to deliver that customer experience. And where the mobile piece comes in is to say, start thinking about what mobile will do to change that experience, or the opportunity that mobile presents to change that experience and to extend the reach of process. And so that's really a good place to start when you're looking at how do I bring mobile into play with my business process, is to really start thinking about what is that customer experience you want to be able to deliver, and then how does mobile, used as a catalyst, begin to simplify that experience and simplify the processes that need to support that experience.
That certainly makes sense. Now, you'd also said it can also be one of the biggest drags on processes. So how do companies prevent that from happening, and are there any kind of mistakes that you've seen out there?
I see a lot of mistakes, and not just in customers that we work with, but also just in my day-to-day life. I mean, recently I ordered a pizza from a pizza vendor, one of the delivery pizza places. And what was amazing to me, and we see this with clients all the time, right, is, you know, mobile is all about simplicity. Mobile is about, I want to be able to order my pizza in 5 minutes or less. And I found when I went to order this pizza, I was running short on time, and I had my daughter and my wife kind of pulling at me saying, hey, you know, we need a pizza now, not next week. Can you get it quick? And we were also trying to get out the door for a second. At any rate, what I realized was, hey, let me download this app that the pizza delivery company has and see if I can order the pizza real quick instead of getting on my laptop, firing it up, all this stuff. And so I downloaded the app on my iPad, and it took me 20 minutes to actually get the pizza. right, to order the pizza. It took me 20 minutes when I thought it was going to take me five. I really could have fired my laptop up and ordered the pizza through my normal web experience, but I really expected a much more streamlined, faster experience, almost one-click ordering type thing. And that's really what today's architects, process architects, business architects, people that are connecting mobile with process, you have to think about that simplification. That's where we see customers make mistakes, is they basically say, okay, I'm going to take this experience that the customer has on the web with all the process pieces, and we're just going to put a mobile app in front of it. And that really doesn't work. It really should be thinking about the exact tasks and explicit tasks that the customer is trying to accomplish, and then optimizing for those tasks, right? It really becomes less about process optimization and more about task optimization. How do I optimize these specific tasks in the process that customers touch to give them the outcomes that they desire? And 9 times out of 10, a mobile customer desires getting something done quickly, right? Faster than any other channel. They want it done, you know, now, 1 second if I can. And if they're not happy with the result, if your process is a drag, it's actually hindering getting to that 1 second delivery, then they're going to throw your app away, right? We're living in an app-enabled world, right, where everyone is looking at apps, but they're also knowing I can go and get another app just as quickly. So we see all of these throwaway apps, and a lot of it comes from these processes that are poured in cement and act as bricks in terms of being able to get things done quickly. So it's really looking at these endpoints of tasks that need to be done and then optimizing those endpoints for the outcomes that people desire.
Great example. Now, how about some examples on the other side of where companies have taken advantage of mobile and processes and BPM and such?
Yeah, and we're starting to see some good examples, but I think the majority of the examples are embedded in environments where there's value to be gained by pushing the process further and further out, even to the point where the customer owns and manages their own processes. And so we'll see some good examples around an example that I've been looking at is Ottawa Healthcare, or Ottawa Hospital, I should say, where they see the true promise of BPM only being able to come true when mobile is combined with BPM, where the doctor is actually in the room with the patient, able to receive guidance and engage and deliver the outcome that the patient desires. And then the patient can take that same experience and move on and be able to take ownership of their health using mobile, if you will, when they come to the doctor, when the doctor is engaged with them. And it's really those sort of experiences where the process becomes untethered from the traditional laptop or traditional PC, and it's able to move into this digital world and be able to engage and give the human touch. And so that's one really good example we have, but we also have seen examples of companies like Enterprise Rent-A-Car, where they're beginning to use mobile to drive a better customer experience. And in those examples, it goes back to what I gave indicated before. What they've really done is optimized for that outcome for the customer. So if you think about Enterprise Rent-A-Car, what they're really looking at is, how do I help customers find the transportation that they need in their current geography close to them and have that available to them, give them guidance on where to go, how they can get the right ride, if you will, at the right time. And in this case, Enterprise, they have something called Share Ride Share. And so it's really connecting different commuters up with people that have cars, right, that they're willing to share their rides. And so it's real time. It provides the right guidance. But more importantly, the mobile and BPM connection is around bringing a faster outcome, being able to optimize for that task, the person in what they're doing. What is the outcome they're trying to get to, and what is the task at hand, and how can they get to the outcome as fast as possible? And so optimizing at that task level becomes essential in these new scenarios that we're seeing, these success stories.
Indeed. Now, we're pretty much at the early stages, I would say, of mobile and BPM.
Yeah.
Like, where do you really see this going, both for mobile and for BPM? Are we looking for a total overhaul for BPM or what?
Yeah, it's interesting as I talk to customers about this and talk to really the industry, some of the thought leaders, some of the vendors that cover mobile and start thinking about, what does this look like, right? Is it, you put my chocolate in my peanut butter and we have this new thing that's revolutionary. And it is revolutionary in the sense that, the iPhone is revolutionary. It just becomes a part of our living, our how we do business, how we carry on our daily lives. And that's really what we're looking at with this combination of BPM and mobile is mobile becomes the interface for how people engage, right? One of my colleagues, Ted Shadler, published a great report around this. Mobile is the new face of engagement. And so if we think about that, mobile being this new face of how work gets done, the intersection of mobile and BPM really means BPM has to be rethought for this mobile world. And so when we start rethinking, it's not an overhaul like let's go re-engineer the whole world for mobile, right? We don't see that. We see a much smarter, more focused way of identifying the endpoints that need to be changed and really tailored for the mobile experience, right? So it's really, that's probably not a good term to use, but it's really a smarter way of doing process re-engineering, right? If we think about process re-engineering in the 90s, it was really all about overhaul, right? Let's overhaul everything so we can cut costs, cut headcount, the whole nine. Whereas this new world that we're moving in, where mobile is a disruptive force, is really about very intelligent overhaul, right? Let's go and pinpoint, zero in on exactly the pieces that need to be optimized, right? Not optimizing and trying to analyze the whole thing. And that's what we see going forward is more of a, if we go out 5 years, the focus becomes let's optimize these endpoints, new skills and capabilities around endpoint optimization. What we'll also see is, more and more people initiating processes through mobile and really relying on or expecting that I can get my work done no matter where I am. I can actually engage the customer no matter where I am. And then last but not least, with this combination of mobile and BPM, customers start taking more ownership of the processes themselves, right? So instead of relying on a customer service person, in the future, you may go into an Apple store and instead of, having to go and talk to a genius, you can kind of have your iPad there and you can actually engage and say, this is the experience I want. I don't want a genius to talk to me when I come into the Apple store. I'd rather just kind of see what offers are available for me, see what new things are available, see who else is in the store, right? And see who I might want to talk to outside of a genius. And see who might have been in the store earlier. And it's really those sort of scenarios in terms of the customer taking ownership of their process, of their experience, and then employees being able to be more engaged around delivering those experiences. And that's really what we see that this mobile BPM world can bring, and I should say mobile process world can bring. It's pushing us further into digital business and being able to operate in a more digital way without having these barriers between the real world and my laptop, right? Which is where we are right now.
Very interesting, Clay. This is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf speaking with Clay Richardson of Forrester. Those listening, make sure you check out Clay at the Embracing Digital Disruption, a forum for business architecture and business process professionals. Once again, thank you so very much, Clay.
Thank you, Peter.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.